こんばんは。
Good evening, everyone.
日曜日のまとめメッセージしたいと思います。
We'd like to do a summary of Sunday's message.
私たちはエペソ人の手紙を学んでます。
We have been learning from the book of Ephesians.
そして、日曜日は2章の1節から10節まででした。
And last Sunday we read from chapter 2 verses 1 through 10.
メッセージノートに御言葉が書いてあります。
You can see the Bible verses on your message notes.
なので読みませんので、これを見ながら聞いてください。
So we won't read it together now, but you can glance through as you listen to the summary.
まず、まとめなので一番のポイント、一番は死から命へというポイントなんですね。
And to start our summary, let's look at point number one, which was transferring from death to life.
そしてパウロはエペソのクリスチャンに救われる前はどうだったかっていうのを思い出させてます。
Here Paul is talking to the Gentiles, reminding them how they were before they were saved.
まず一節二節は、エペソのその異邦人のクリスチャンたちに向けてです。
In verses 1 and 2, he is directly speaking to the Gentiles.
はい。そして、パウロはこう言ったんですね。あなたたちは、もう以前は、この世を支配している悪霊に従って歩んでた。
And Paul is clearly saying, before you were saved, you were walking in darkness, following the spirit of darkness.
そして、欲望のままに、神と正反対に歩んで、神に反抗するものでした。
And you were not following God's word. You were doing the opposite of what God wants you to do.
それで神様との関係が遮断されて、もう死んどったんやでって。
And therefore your relationship with the Lord was shut down, and you were spiritually dead.
霊的に死んでたってことですね。そして、3節では、今度はパウロはユダヤ自分がユダヤ人のクリスチャンで、もう実は私らもやねんって感じで、そして私らもユダヤ人も神の民とされてたけど、異邦人のように欲望のまま自己中で生きとった。
And in verse 3, Paul is speaking directly to the Jews, which includes himself, and he's saying, just like the Gentiles, the Jews who still didn't know the salvation through Jesus Christ, they were the same, they were living in darkness, they were spiritually dead, and they had no relationship with the Lord.
そうです。そして神の怒りを受けてももう当然のものなんだって。
And both ways, they were, it would be expected to receive God's wrath.
そして4節5節では、でも、もうこの憐れみ豊かな神様が大きな愛によってその罪の中に死んでいたのに、キリストと共に生かしてくださったんだ。
But in verses 4 and 5 he talks about salvation through Christ, who is loving and caring and is full of grace, and how he can bring us out of that darkness through knowing him.
そしてもう異邦人のクリスチャンもユダヤ人のクリスチャンも私らも一緒、本当に生かされてキリストと共に天に座ってるんですって。
And he says there is then no difference between Gentiles and Jews. We were all the same, and now by knowing the Lord we are the same again through him, through salvation, and we are together with Jesus sitting with the Lord in heaven.
そしてそこで二つ目のポイントで、天の座に座ってるっていうことで、救われた私たちはの立ち位置はっていう二つ目のポイントです。
And then we move on to point number two, which is our position as saved believers.
まあ6節にはさっきも言いました、もうイエス様と共に蘇って天上に座らせてもらくださってます。
And in verse 6, we can see that it talks about Jesus being resurrected and how we are resurrected with him and we are sitting on the right side of God with Jesus.
そして皆さんはこんな風に感じたことないでしょうか?
And I want to ask you, haven't you felt something like this before?
もう洗礼を受けた時はもうすごく解放されて、もう喜びに満たされて、なんか自由になった。
When you were baptized, didn't you feel excited and happy and you felt so much freedom in the Lord?
希望があってけどな新しい命で生きてるはずなのに
And you were full of hope But now you're thinking Well, even though I have received this new life
今もまだ罪を犯すし失敗もする
I still make so many mistakes And I still have so many sins
もう以前と変わってへんやんって
And I feel like I haven't changed
けどいいえ変わってるんです
However, you have been changed
以前は罪か罪と失敗の中に死んでて神様と分離分けられてました
Before you were dead spiritually and you had been you had lost your relationship with the Lord because you lived in darkness
けど今はもう自己中心になって失敗もするけどキリストと共に生かされてるんです
And even though now there might be selfish ways and times when you make mistakes, now because you know the Lord, you can live in His truth and you've received salvation and you're a new person.
そしてその天上に共にいるんですけども、その右の座っていうことを話しました。
And we talked about on Sunday what it means to be sitting on the right side of God in heaven.
そこはその栄誉ある座で、もうそこにいてるっていうことはもう王に信頼されてそしてもう王の代わりに一切の権威を任されてるっていう信頼されてる人なんですね
That is a holy place, a place of glory, a place where the king allows you to stay because you have received the authority and the power through Christ and it is a place where only trusted people can bebe. そ
してその栄誉ある座におられるイエス様と私たちはつながってるんですね。そして私たちもそこに一緒にいるんですね。
And so because of that, as we sit there, we are truly connected to the Lord.
そして次3つ目のポイントいきたいと思います。
And now let's move on to point number three.
この8節を読みますね。この恵みのゆえにあなた方は信仰によって救われたのです。それはあなた方から出たことではなく、神の賜物です。
Let's take a look at verse 8. It says, For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith, and this not from yourselves, it is the gift of God.
そして救いはもう自分の努力で得るっていうんじゃなくて、神様からの恵みの贈り物、ギフトなんですね。
Salvation is not something that comes from our good works, but it is only received through grace.
だから私たちはただもう神様の皆イエス・キリストを褒めたたえる。
All we have to do is to worship the name of Jesus.
感謝と喜び、賛美で私たちは応答していくんですね。
We should always have praise and thanksgiving and worship the Lord.
そして、4つ目行きたいと思います。
And now let's go on to point number
four. 救いは、4つ目ね。救いは行いではなく、神様の一方的な恵み。
Salvation is not based on our deeds, but it is only granted through God's grace.
ここで私はパウロの話をしました。
And when we talked about this point, I shared about Paul's story.
もうパウルは神様にもう一生懸命律法を守る人だったんですね。神様のために一生懸命律法を守るために。
Paul was someone who tried to follow the law very carefully because of his respect for God.
そしてもう行いでよっしゃってされる方でした。考え方。
And he had a very strong, clear vision, opinion.
そしてイエス・キリストはもう律法を行うっていうよりも。もうただ信じる信仰によって救われるっていうものでした。
But for God, more than following the law so carefully, He cares about our hearts and our believing in His name, in Him.
もうパウロの生き方とイエス様と全く反対、正反対だったんですね。
And therefore, Paul's ways were totally different from what God had in mind.
そしてそのイエス様を信じる、救い主やって信じるその人々や弟子たちを迫害してたんですね。
And because of that, Paul was persecuting the Christians, the followers of Jesus.
そしてイエス様とも全く反対に生きて真逆に走ってました。
And so he was walking away from the Lord.
けれども救われたんですね。
However, even him, he was saved.
もうそれが神様の一方的な恵みで憐れみなんですね。
And that is how we see how much God loves and has mercy for anyone.
そして5つ目。
And now let's go on to point number 5.
神の作品として神に栄光を表すっていう2章の10節。
And this is about showing God's glory as his masterpiece.
これをちょっと10節読んでみます。
Let's take a look at verse 10.
実に私たちは神の作品であって良い行いをするためにキリストイエスにあって作られたのです。
For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do.
神は私たちが良い行いに歩むように、その良い行いをあらかじめ定めてくださいました。ここに神様の作品ってあるんですけど、God's masterpiece。これはもうオリジナルのもの、もう一つしかないものなんですね。
In verse 10, we can see the word masterpiece, and this basically means that we are an original creation.
もう工場で大量に生産されたわけじゃないんです。
We are not products of, you know, like they make in factories, multiple pieces of the same product, copies. We are original.
もう神様、作者の神様の思いが、もう愛が込められてるんですね。
Each one of us has God's love truly carved in us as He created us.
そして自分のこの証なんですけど、この髪の毛、もうこの髪の毛は真っ白血気なんですけど、以前はすごく嫌だったんですね。
And I shared with you on Sunday about my case, which is I have very white hair, and a few years back it really bothered me. I did not like my hair.
けども今はもう感謝でいっぱいなんです。
But now I can be truly thankful.
なんでか言ったら、まあ去年のクリスマスパーティー、ビビアンとポールの家にあったんですけども。
And that is because, for example, last Christmas when I went to the Christmas party at Paul and Vivian's house.
まあそこで、まあ、私よりもう10歳ぐらい上のおばさんと話してて、そして彼女は自分と私が同じ年齢やおめはったんですね。
And that is when I was meeting a new person there at the party, and she was about 10 years older than me, and we were speaking very friendly, and she was very comfortable because I think she felt I was about the same age as her.
そしてもう親しく話してて、そして今度歌の話になったんですね。
And as we were chatting away, we suddenly got to the topic of music.
そしてその方がこの曲流行ってたよねって言われたんですよね。
And she was confirming with me that song was popular in our days, right?
そして私知らんわって言ったんですね。
And I was like, oh, I'm so sorry, I don't know that song.
そしてやっとその人が、あなた私よりも本当若いやんって。
And after a few trials, she realized that, oh my gosh, you're younger than me.
もう同じぐらい思っとったわって言われて。
I thought you were my age.
そして私はこの髪の毛見てそう言い張ったよな。
And I thought, oh, she looked at my white hair and she felt that I was 10 years older.
まあこんな風に私はこの髪の毛のおかげですごく話する人の幅が広がったんですね。
And so I realized that because of my white hair, I can relate to people from all different age groups.
そして私はもう人と関わる、もうそのキリストの愛を流す器として、もう神様がもう先にプランして作ってくださったんですね。
And I realized that as Lord's masterpiece, He had prepared all of this in advance so that I could flow His love to as many people as possible as a Christian.
なのですごく感謝してるんですけど、そしてこの私たちは目的を持って作られてるんですね。
And so I'm really, really thankful for that. And this point about being created with a purpose.
神様の愛を流す器、人々に神様の愛を流す器です。
We can see that we were made to transmit God's love, as a, be a vessel of God's love to other people.
そしてあの私のお母さんが、施設に今入所してるんですけど、
And like I shared on Sunday, my mom is now staying at an elderly home.
そしてあのもう88歳なんですけど、
She's 88 years old.
まあ、他にもう100歳とか90歳とかもうそういうおばあちゃんたちが言われるんですね。
There are mainly people around her who are much older, 90 something, 100.
そしてまああのそこの来ておられる人たちは中である一人の方が、あのうちは誰も来てくれ、あまり誰も会いに来てくれないわっていう話をしてたんですね。
And as I was visiting my mom one time, this other older woman, mentioned that I don't get any visitors, nobody from my family comes to see me.
そして寂しそうにしてはったので、だから、まあ、私はお母ちゃんに1週間1回会うんですけども、会いに行くために行ってるんですけども、そのおばちゃんにも、もう私は代わりに会いに来るわって言ったんですね。
And she was looking so lonely and sad, and I told her that since I'm coming to see my mom once a week, don't worry, I'm going to be the one to visit you once a week.
そしたらもうその方がもう本当嬉しそうにしてくださって、してくださって、もうその顔を見た時に、あ、神様これも用意してくれはったんだよなと思いました。
And when I saw that, she was so happy. And when I saw her smile, I realized that God had prepared this moment for me as well.
私はクリスチャンやからなんかいいことせな、そうや、高齢者の施設行ってなんかボランティアしようとか、そうじゃないんですね。
And maybe as Christians we feel like, oh, we need to do something good, we need to do good works, and so I should go to an elderly home and maybe volunteer and do something for the community.
神様が良い行いをも用意してくださるんです。
But the truth is we don't have to work too hard because the Lord already prepares good works for us to do.
ということは、良い行いは救いの条件ではなくて救いの結果なんです。
And so good works are not a condition for salvation, but good works are the result of salvation.
そしてあの目的を持って作られた2個目はキリストの体を立て上げるっていう目的です。
And the second point about being created with a purpose is to build up God's body, the body of Christ.
良い行いとは、まあ、人を助ける人に使えることで、それはもう神様に使えていることなんですね。
For example, to do good works is to serve people, to love people, and as we do that, we are already doing God's work.
そしてヨハネはこう言ったんですね。あの御言葉は第一ヨハネ3:14なんですけども。
And we can see in 1 John chapter 3 verse 14.
ヨハネはもう自分が死から命に移ったこと知ってる。なんで？兄弟を愛してるからって。
And it says there that we know that we have been transferred from death to life when we show love to our brothers.
私たちが救われてるなら、死から命に移ってるんだったら、兄弟を愛する。すなわちクリスチャン同士の関係です。
If we have received salvation and we have gone through death to life and we are loving our brothers and sisters, then we are showing love in our community and that should be the relationship that Christians have with each other.
このキリストの体、皆さんお一人一人ですね。この中で愛の行動となって現れるんじゃないかなと思うんです。
And so us as a part of the family of God and the body of Christ, as we love each other, people will see this love in action.
私たちは恐れとか義務感からじゃなくて、恐れや義務感から使えるんじゃなくて、もう神様が私たちにしてくださったもう驚く恵みへの感謝を持って互いに使えていけたらなと思います。
We should not do things because of fear or obligation. We should do it because we've been saved and we've received God's love and we are serving people in love, transmitting, His love through us.
キリストのこの体を通して神様の栄光が現れていきますように。
We want to be showing God's glory in what we do and how we interact with each other.
神様に感謝と賛美を捧げていきましょう。
Let us always give thanks and worship the Lord.
Amen. どうぞ。アーメン。お祈りします。
Let's pray.
神様、水曜日この晩も私たちまたもう一度あなたの言葉を学ぶことができました。
Lord, once again this week we have been able to learn your word together.
神様、もうどうぞ私たちがもう救われて、そしてキリストと共に天にいることをいっぱいいっぱい想像できるものになれますように。
Lord, help us to truly vision ourselves sitting on the right side of your throne and receiving salvation through your grace.
そしてもうどんなに落ち込んでても死から命に移っていることを感謝します。
No matter what happens and how low we might feel, that we can give you thanksgiving for this truth.
今からまたあなたを褒めたたえます。賛美します。
From now on, we are again going to praise you.
あなたが導いてください。
Please bless this time.
イエス様の名前で祈ります。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
ありがとう。